T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. Continuing our conversation about Feed Lake Highlands, I just got done with their executive director, Jill Goad. We move on to Mackenzie Johnson. She is their food distribution manager as well as volunteer coordinator. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for joining me. All right, so we have some very specific stuff to talk about you and what you do with this organization. We got a good overview of what Feed Lake Highlands is from Jill Goad, but now we're going to talk a little bit more about specifics. But first, let's talk about how you found this organization. I found out off mic you really haven't been there all that long. Do I have that correct?
Right. Yeah. So I was the summer intern last summer. I had been working at LHUMC, our host church. That's not the right terminology, but we office out of there, and they're great partners, and that's what the ministry was birthed out of. So I was interning with their youth ministry and still work with their youth ministry. But as my summers home from college progressed, I knew that I needed to try and find a big girl job. And so I knew that nonprofit work was something that was on my heart, and I loved serving the community through my work with the youth ministry. And I asked my youth ministry boss if he knew of any nonprofits in the area that were looking to hire a summer intern. And he was like, let me walk down the hall for a second and I'll get back to you. And so I got to work with Feed Lake Highlands for 3 months. And the biggest blessing was when they came back, the church came back and said, well, do you want to work with the youth ministry and Feed Lake Highlands full time? I said, that would be great. And I started in June and have been there since June 2018.
The most simple job hunt story yes. I've ever heard in my life. Hallways.
There was a lot.
Somebody just went down the hallway and said, hey, you want a full-time job? Doing exactly what you want to do? Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it was ideal.
That's great. Are you still in school or are you're done with school?
I'm not. I graduated from the University of Texas at Austin in May.
What did you study?
Public relations.
Interesting.
Yes.
So that's definitely something that helps out an organization like this. But you said that you really wanted to focus on charities and nonprofits.
Yes.
So is that something that you've had experience in the past?
No, I just, a lot of my schooling was focused on corporate America and public relations for businesses and Fortune 500 companies. And that I just knew my heart wasn't in that. A lot of our press releases and projects and stuff were geared towards corporations and different stuff like that, which was great for learning, but I knew that that wasn't what I was interested in. It would just be a job. And I always said that for my job, I never wanted one day to look similar to another day. Like, I wanted something different. I didn't want to be at a desk all day. And that's what nonprofit work is. This past Friday, we were working in the office and got a call and had to go pick up donations from a convenience store that got shut down. And so who says that, like, that's what I planned for my Friday, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to get that at a Fortune 500 NFA.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen. You're not going to get a call and you get to go basically raid a now shut down convenience store so you can help the community out. That's great. So when you say intern, you're interning and doing that stuff, is there a goal that you have that you are searching for within this arena?
So the church hired me on for a year-long fellowship of shadowing different ministries, discerning God's call in my life. I would love to say that I have an answer or I have a certain direction at the moment, but I don't. But I love what I'm doing. I love working with people and being relational and just, I think that part of my call is sitting with people and walking with them through life. And that's what I get to do through every aspect of my job, especially Feed Lake Highlands, which is really sweet.
You graduated college. You got a full-time job. You haven't even been there a year. I think you're good.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're doing just fine. All right, so let's talk about it. You got two main things that you're doing at Feed Lake Highlands. Food distribution manager. It's one of the big things that Feed Lake Highlands does. Let's talk about that. Talk to me about how this model is set up and what it looks like for people that are coming in and getting food.
Yeah, so I when I started interning, the model looked a little bit different, and Norman, he was our food distribution manager, has moved into more of a pastoral care role. But he has set it up in such a way that when we first started, it was bagging groceries. The program members would come to us. They were called clients at that time. They would come to us. We would sign them off of a list, hand them their groceries, and send them on their way. Most of the contents of the bag were applesauce cans, canned goods, a bunch of different stuff that we just knew that we needed to hit a weight requirement or a nutrient requirement and call it a day. And Norman looked at it and said, we're not helping them. This is a handout, not a hand up. And we really, truly wanted to focus on being a hand up relational ministry of treating our clients, now program members, with dignity and giving them an opportunity to really have a say and ownership in what they're doing. Coming to someone or coming to an organization and admitting that you need help, it just takes so much humility. And so for 15 minutes out of the day, if we can provide a space where they are given so much respect and love and grace, that's what we try and do. So Norman has switched it into this format that I love and want to continue to grow and develop, of actually shopping with our program members. So they come in, they're greeted by name, they're given a name tag so that they can be greeted by name through their whole experience. And then they get to come check in. We check and see their information and see what's changed in their lives. So a lot of our program members live very transient lives and chaotic lives in ways that we don't understand. And so being able to, just from a simple, is your phone number still the same? They get to share, no, my phone has been shut off, or no, I've moved apartment communities. And we get to celebrate those little things with them of, well, you're in a new spot. That's an exciting life change. Or, I'm so sorry your phone has been shut off. Let's talk about that. Let's talk through that. Then they get to shop with our team members. So we have little grocery carts, which is so much fun. We stuff them with handled grocery sacks, and they get to shop the tables. So even we had food distribution yesterday, so it's top of mind. But they got to go and pick out green beans, cans of green beans for their family. They got to pick out cans of mixed veggies. So if they knew that their family loved corn or truly wanted like a mixed veggie medley, they got to look for that. They get to shop down the tables and go through and pick out pinto beans and rice and spaghetti or macaroni elbow pasta. And we get to have those conversations. And I always say the food is a gateway to a relationship with our program members. So most people don't get to sit down with someone that they just met and say, well, spaghetti or macaroni elbow pasta. And that seems like such a silly question. But then it leads into, oh, well, my kids don't really like elbow pasta. And you get to develop that relationship of, oh, my kids are the same way. Like, if it's Kraft mac and cheese or nothing, you know? And so they get to bond over that, and they get to truly just have that relationship. And I say that grocery shopping is kind of the great equalizer. Everybody has to do it. Everybody either does it with disdain or loves going grocery shopping, yeah. But they get to bond over that. And then they get to go and pick out fresh produce that we get from Sharing Life, and bread and sweets. We get to provide them sweets, which is always my favorite part. Last night we had this big sheet cake from Sam's that was just left over. And a family member or a program member came up and said, can I have that? And I was like, if your family will eat it, yes. And one of my first Wednesdays, we had a program member that came in that didn't think that she was going to get to buy a birthday cake for somebody that lived in her household, and saw it sitting on the counter and was so excited and grabbed it first. And that's usually kind of our way out sort of thing. But our team members were all about it. And I nearly had to step away and just compose myself. But it's just something so sweet of, we provide this food, but then we get to be in relationship with them. We get to help them celebrate major life milestones. We get to talk to them about school or different things that are going on in their lives, different hospital visits that they've been on, and different stuff like that. And it's just, it all happens in this span of 5 hours where we're running in and out with these carts, but we get to have those moments of celebrating life together, which is just so sweet.
I can see the emotion on your face when you're talking about this stuff. Were you surprised at how fast this became a part of who you are? Because it really seems very personal to you, helping these people and working with this organization.
I was shocked. I mean, I knew that I loved working with people and I love being in relationship with people, but I honestly thought it was people that had the same life journey as me or were in the same situations as I was. And going through food distribution, realizing that I am one terrible medical accident away from being a program member. I have a loving, supportive family. I have a community surrounding me that won't let me fall. But if I didn't have that, I could be a program member coming in and getting food. And so being passionate about that and being passionate that our team members recognize that and that our program members recognize that we're not looking at it as an us-them sort of situation. This truly is just a place that they can come for community because they don't have a lot of... One thing I learned from Jill Goad was that they don't have a lot of material possessions, so relationships are super important to them. And so being able to provide that is really sweet.
I've noticed on the website, which once again is feedlikeislands.com, that the rolling carts, and you mentioned the rolling carts. You said a lot of people, they're so close to the neighborhood, they just walk down to get food from you guys. So this really is a tight-knit community.
Yeah.
So when they get the carts, they just roll them back home, and then when it's time to come back, they just roll back up? How does that work?
So a lot of our program members walk. Some of them drive together. So it's kind of a community aspect of we have appointment times. And so one appointment time is filled with three sisters that come in and shop together for their family once a month. But we do have people that walk. We do have program members that walk. And so we have rolling carts that stay at the facility. So we have five of our blue rolling carts. But through private donations, we've been able to give a lot of our program members that walk rolling carts. And even yesterday, we had a man come in and he was walking home. And our team member's like, okay, well, let's just get you reusable bags. And hopefully that'll last on the way home. Because we just use the handled grocery shacks from Sprouts or Whole Foods. They're great for, you know, traveling in the car, but driving or walking sometimes, even I can't make with what they get, it just doesn't hold up. And so we were able to, through a private donation, we got a few more carts for the month of February, which was really exciting. And we were able to say to him, hey, we have this cart. Would you like to take it? Remember to bring it back. And most of them do because it's just, it's easier for them. It's an ease to come grocery shopping. And then he was so sweet because he was like, well, I can take my clothes to the washateria now. Like, yes, you can use this for every aspect of your life.
It's a multi-use basket.
Yes.
It's a life-changing basket.
It is yours now. You do with it what you will as long as you bring it back to us next month when you come and see us. And so being able to provide that.
I wanted to ask about how you pick the food because I know that you're involved with what food comes in. But let's just talk real quick, kind of while we're on it, about this schedule. How often are you guys giving out food? How often are people coming in to get their food?
We distribute three Wednesdays a month. So we see about 70 families every Wednesday besides second Wednesday. We have a woman who does an after-school program kind of continuation, which she calls it Wacky Wednesday. So we don't want to mess with that because the kids love it. So we distribute the first, third, and fourth Wednesdays of the month. In September, we actually got to open our fourth Wednesday food distribution. So that's been really exciting for us, and it quickly filled up. So being able to see 200 to 10 families a month, but they come in once a month to see us. So we have our first Wednesday families, our third Wednesday families, and our fourth Wednesday families.
You're helping out a lot of people, but this organization isn't monstrous. It's not out of control. Do you like the size that you have? Because I think that one of the things that separates this organization from a lot of other ones is the attention to detail on the human being, that there's a lot of personal interaction with these people, so you're able to really work on that sense of community. Do you like that size? Is it important to be as big as you are to maintain that?
Yeah, we when we opened fourth Wednesday, we just saw it growing. And we were up to 80 families, 90 families that we were seeing. And we realized that our goal and our mission is to truly be in relationship with these families and to find out their other needs and walk with them to hopefully get them, give them a hand up out of their current living situation. And not that we're going to be all things to these families. We can't provide rent assistance. We can't provide medical assistance that they need. But we can point them into directions of nonprofits or different community partners that we trust. And so we saw it climbing, and we had to have a very difficult conversation of what is our cap? What is our situation where we aren't rushing through like a grocery store on a Saturday afternoon, but we truly are shopping and having those conversations and giving our program members space to be able to be comfortable and talk to us about the things that they need and the things that they're looking for that may not be food related. And so currently we are capped at about 70 families Wednesday that we see them, and we're seeing what different levels look like. So we know 90 is too much for what we have space-wise, team member-wise, resources. But 70 has been pretty good.
A certain amount of people per day, and we gave the number of 210 homes, but that's a lot of people.
Yes.
You hear 210 homes, you don't think about it. I mean, that's 700 plus people, maybe even 1,000.
Yeah, it's around 700 to 800. I think we're 785 right now. But you hear homes, and sometimes it's a family of one, so they're shopping for themselves. But yesterday we had a family of 11. And so that looks very different, and those needs look very different. That shopping experience takes a little bit longer, but it also is an opportunity to be able to say, how are the kids doing in school? What are certain things that you're looking for, looking forward to this month? But we also get that time with our family of one as well.
We mentioned it earlier. Let's talk about it. Picking the food and making sure what is in there. Jill gave us a great list of the foods that are on the menu. Chicken, eggplant, all kinds of good. It sounds very good, but somebody still has to figure that out. Are you the one that figures all that out?
Currently, yes. Norman was a great teacher, but I have done the ordering for about 3 Wednesdays. I'm not saying that I'm an expert at it. I've done it for 3 Wednesdays, so it's very recent, very new.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Still a lot of text
to Norman.
So, I mean,
you are brand new.
Yes, brand new in this role. But there has been a great just kind of precedence set beforehand. So knowing that cans of green beans are going to be a staple. If Sharing Life has it, that's what we're providing. But there's been some sweet times where I've seen the cart and I've said, there's apple juice. Let's grab that. I know I love that. And that's a great thing for the kids and a nice treat for the kids. So there's definitely staples to what we do. So chicken is our big protein. But sometimes we get to order eggs. Juice is a big one. If it's provided, we get to do that. Peanut butter in the month of January has been a really sweet treat for our families. And it's stuff that we take for granted. But I get to log on to the website every Friday before the Wednesday of food distribution, just see what they have and order it from there.
How much chicken are you ordering?
I think the last order I placed, I ordered 110 whole chickens. So what we do is a family of 1 to 3 gets 1 chicken, so it's about 5 pounds of protein, and a family of 4 and up gets 2 chickens.
A lot of chickens.
It is a lot of chicken.
Where do you guys house all of this stuff?
So we have 3 freezers at the new room, and we have 2 cabinets that are our cupboards, basically, but we pick it up on Wednesday morning, and we distribute it all day Wednesday.
Immediately.
We have an agreement with Sharing Life that we can only keep the food for about 48 hours after our food distribution. So we only order the amount that we can take. And
so storage really isn't in it. It's not an issue. You're picking it up. You're handing it out.
Yes, it can be an issue. But for the most part, we have decided that we aren't going to keep more than we can handle. That's just how we...
And you have enough freezer space for all those chickens?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not exactly square. I mean,
they come in boxes.
They do come in boxes.
Yes, but it is. I've called it adult...
Oh, I had all these Tetris questions
about how you could... I've called it adult Tetris before. Very much so. I think my college moves have equipped me for it, but...
It's underestimated.
It is. It was a life skill, for sure.
All right. There you go. All right. So you are ordering all this food. How do you make sure that they're getting what they need in a balanced sense? Because you've been very good about saying that they're going to get things that are more treat-oriented, but we're really focusing on staples. But within that, veggies, fruits, grains, proteins, there's a mix that you have to hit.
Yeah.
So how do you make sure that you're doing that?
Sharing Life makes it very easy. They have different tabs as you go in and order. So it's protein, non-protein, veggies, fruit, and that kind of thing. But like I said, I learned from Norman. And so we got it from Crossroads of... We would get a printout of a family and what they were getting. And so they were getting fruits and grains and veggies and just everything based on a balanced diet from North Texas Food Bank. So we've continued that model, even though we've started dictating what our program members were getting. And so we just continued that. Sometimes we get to sneak in the occasional treat. But we also have heard from our families. So a lot of our families.
I was going to ask, are there requests that kind of go in?
Yeah, there are a few. We see that there are, you know, sometimes we do one can of green beans per person, and we'll have a family say, I don't want five cans of green beans. I'll take three. And so we know that maybe they're green beaned out at that point. But we do. Yeah. One time we ordered dried figs, and a lot of our families, being transient or just of different cultures, they were like, we don't know what that is and we don't want any part of it. And so it took a while to get that out the door. Yesterday, serving eggplant, we finally had to cook one up because we were like, we can't get this to move because no one knows what to do with it.
That when she mentioned that, that really did surprise me. I've never heard of a food pantry giving out eggplant. And, you know, in the Italian community, it's actually a very common thing, especially in poorer communities.
Yes.
Because, you know, it was around and it's abundant. But I thought that was funny. But you got to open people's eyes. I think that's good. I think it's good. So do people take it?
Eventually. When we started putting out the samples, so we put out samples of mango and eggplant yesterday.
It's really good.
And we were like, this is delicious. Just try it and then you'll take it. The last distribution we had spaghetti squash, and so we had to print out instructions on how to cook that to get it to move. So it's, again, it's that conversation of, oh, you've never had eggplant. Let me tell you how I cook it for my family, and here's how you can incorporate it at home. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your work as volunteer coordinator. This organization relies heavily on volunteers, I'm assuming. Are you always on the lookout for more volunteers?
Always. We love our volunteers at Lake Highlands United Methodist Church. We love our volunteers that have stuck with us from the beginning, that are community partners. We have a woman who does check-in that's been with us since the beginning for food distribution and has seen it just grow and thrive. But we are always on the lookout for volunteers. We have a great partnership with Lake Highlands Church, which is just down the road from Lake Highlands United Methodist Church. And they have started quickly becoming some of our biggest volunteer pool. They helped us with a gift giveaway in December where we got to give a gift to probably about 200 kids. And their parents got to come in and shop. And then we got to go and wrap it. And they got to take it home while all the kids were doing fun Christmas festive things. So volunteers are super important. I say that we couldn't do our ministry without it. They just bring a special skill set that Jill, Norman, or I don't have. We have some team members that come in and help organize the produce for food distribution. We have team members that come in that do inventory and vacuum. I say vacuuming is his love language, and it's not mine. And so I'm very thankful that he comes and vacuums so I don't have to. And so we just have all of these great people that want to dedicate their time to building those relationships with our students, with our program members, with our kids that go to camp.
There's always something for somebody to do at Feed Lake Highlands. And there may not be, but is there something specific that you're looking for as far as volunteers are concerned? Is there something that you know you need?
I mean, we're just always looking for people that just want to love on our community. So our table leaders that help with EPIC, the after school program, they truly have a passion for these kids and wanting to be a stable adult in these kids' lives. Our team members for food distribution want to come in and sit and have conversations with our program members and shop with them and just serve them in that way. So we just always want, when people come and they find us, we want to just be able to plug them in there where their passions lie, because we find, I mean, we've all been in a certain service project where we're just doing it for the service hours. But we want them to be able to come back and take ownership of the role that they play in our ministry, because we say that it's a partnership in our ministry. It's not just because we're paid staff, we have the passion for it. We take our cues a lot from our team members and let them help us transform our programs.
It's been less than a year finishing up. Do you feel like you're a part of Lake Highlands?
Definitely. I grew up in Lake Highlands.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't go through the Lake Highlands feeder pattern. I actually went to Booker T, the Performing Arts High School downtown. But I feel so incorporated into the Lake Highlands community. And being able, it's been such a special experience to see a different side of Lake Highlands than a lot of people know. Knowing that Lake Highlands is so diverse and just has so much to offer culturally and just in the different things that we get to do and we get to see and the experiences that we get to be a part of.
Was there anything you focused on at Booker T?
I was in theater.
Theater?
Yeah, but I was behind the scenes, costume construction and stage management. So.
Well, maybe you can bring that to Feed Lake Highlands. I'm sure that there's some costumes that somebody needs for something. Yeah, you could always jump back into that role. Mackenzie Johnson is the food distribution manager and volunteer coordinator for Feed Lake Highlands. You can find them online at feedlakehighlands.com. It was great speaking with you.
Yes, thank you so
much. I'd love to have you back in.
Always.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.